In search of the Made in America semiconductor chip. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Biden met with CEOs and labor leaders on Monday to build support for what's called the CHIPS Act, as in semiconductor chips. It was a virtual meeting. He's still getting over COVID. But that bill to expand domestic production of microchips is before the Senate now. We've been reporting for about a year on all the back orders as we wait for microchips built in Asia. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The semiconductor shortage has slowed down manufacturing of a range of electronics, from vehicles to appliances. On top of creating a more reliable supply, administration officials say the CHIPS Act would also make the U.S. less dependent on chips made in China. Willie Shi teaches management at Harvard Business School.
The U.S. manufacturing share has dropped to around 12% globally.
Down from 37% in 1990. She says having so much production offshore also puts the U.S. at a disadvantage when it comes to designing new chips.
It impacts your ability as a country to do innovation.
The bill would provide the industry with $52 billion in subsidies. Bernstein Research Managing Director Stacey Rasgon is skeptical about how much of a difference that would make.
I know it sounds like a big number, like $52 billion over 5 years for the industry, but it's a rounding error.
Given the amount of investment he estimates it would take to bring back U.S. chip manufacturing in a meaningful way. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve meets today ahead of an expected announcement tomorrow that its key interest rate will go up 0.75 percentage point to fight inflation by slowing the economy. In early trading, the Dow is down 102 points, 0.3 percent. The S&P is down 0.6 percent. The NASDAQ is down 1%. Some of this is news today that General Motors' profit fell 40% last quarter amid big losses in China and the shortage of parts to make cars. The stock is down 3.4% now. In California, cargo can now get into and out of the Port of Oakland again after a nearly week-long blockade by truckers protesting a new state law limiting who can operate as independent contractors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The new California law makes it harder for businesses to classify freelancers as independent contractors. Freight companies rely on truckers who own their own rigs. Truckers who want to stay independent block the port to protest the new law. The Supreme Court refused to hear a case against the law, sending it back to state court. That set off the trucker demonstration. In a statement, the Port of Oakland says the trucker blockade stalled shipments of medical supplies, agricultural products, livestock, and manufacturing parts. Truckers can continue protesting, but they have to use designated zones so they don't disrupt traffic. The port says it's resumed full operations. Its shipping terminals are scrambling to clear out a backlog of containers that were unloaded from ships but not picked up because of the truckers' blockade. The port says its economic impact in California is estimated at more than $56 billion. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You've seen the price of airline tickets, with so many people wanting to go somewhere after more than 2 years of lying low. And in India, the numbers of domestic tourists is now higher than it was before pandemic. But can there be too much of a good thing for ecologically fragile destinations? The BBC's Nikhil Inamdar reports from Western India.
Early morning bird song in Mahabaleshwar. This was once the summer capital of Bombay Presidency during British rule. It's now a popular hill station among the locals. In the summer, tourists come here for some much-needed respite from the heat. These hills have always been popular among tourists. But after 2 years of lockdowns, the crowds this year have been unprecedented, and the scenes not so idyllic.
So I'm on my way to Mahabaleshwar right now, and increasingly alongside the stunning landscapes, what I see is miles and miles of snaking traffic, piles of rubbish on the sides of the road.
All the destinations which are drivable within 4 to 5 hours are seeing this.
In town, I meet Manav Malhotra, who manages the Le Meridian Hotel.
Post-pandemic, there's an upsurge in demand, guests from all over the country.
For businesses who depend heavily on tourism, this is a chance to make up for 2 years of lost revenue. But as one walks around some of the trekking spots and hiking trails, it's hard to miss the unsavory impact of over-tourism in these ecologically fragile hills.
Watch out!
All right, so those were a bunch of volunteers pulling garbage up on a mountain slope today, and I'm trailing them. But all around me is just mounds of litter.
Mahabaleshwar wasn't as accessible because it used to take 7 to 8 hours.
Pri Shevakramani, a hotelier and marketing professional who arranged this cleanup drive, grew up in these hills.
I don't think we're at the stage yet where we can curb the number of people, but what we can do is change things like maybe not allow buses which bring hundreds of people there or like day trippers. It needs to be sustainable long term.
With rising disposable incomes, the boom in India's domestic tourism has only just begun. But in these pristine hills, it's a double-edged sword, threatening to destroy the very beauty that draws in the crowds. In Mahabaleshwar, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anandar for Marketplace.
And imagine the data Walmart has on consumer behavior, right? Well, the company said late yesterday that food and gas prices are hitting our ability to otherwise spend and that big Walmart sales are coming to get merchandise piling up out the door. That hits profits, and Walmart's stock is down nearly 8% right now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.